Now, as much as I love the Carpenters, I do love Sylvia Kent a lot more, and she's on the phone. Sylvia Kent is a writer, a journalist. She has lots of books under her belt, as well as working for Billericay Writers and also Billericay Readers Group, Brentwood Writers Circle, and the Society of Women Journalists, which is up in London. So, good morning.
Good morning. Sorry about that. I wonder what happened.
I don't know. You disappeared. I was like, hello. And all I heard was, doo. I didn't hear anything else. So, it's great to talk to you, Sylvia. And if people want to find out more about Sylvia, she's got a great blog, which is sylviakent.blogspot.com, with how many thousands of views so far?
Yeah, 417,000 at the moment.
Yeah, only a few people then. Yes. What's been happening with Brentwood Writer Circle?
We did have one gathering, which was lovely. Oh, so nice to see people instead of on that old screen. So we've had one gathering. We've got another one on the 6th of November. At, as you know, our lovely Bargeville Social Club. Visitors are always welcome. Whatever you write, we try to help you. Start at 2:30 until 4:30 with our lovely break where we talk non-stop, all about the latest information, publishing world, what's new in magazines, and really whatever people want to ask us. We do that once a month, planning for Christmas, of course. Billericay Book Talk Club, yes, we've had a gathering there. Used to meet in the park, used to meet at the High Street Brown Sugar. That's a bit more comfortable because before we were on the grass. Yeah. We've still kept things going. Unfortunately, lots of other groups have not.
Mm.
It's really interrupted their flow, but we try to keep going, as you know.
And what books are you reading at the moment, Billericay Readers?
Well, we try to read new titles that are coming out, but we switch back to some of the old stuff. So My Cousin Rachel is on the list, and I'm actually reading Maggie O'Farrell's book, After You've Gone, because I also get sent books to read and review if I have time. Never promise, but I do try, and I love reading, like you.
Yes.
You like a good read, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do. I have a book in the bath, two books on holiday. I can't remember remember who the authors are. Mm. I like a little bit of mystery and murder.
It keeps you up to date with what other people are reading, including, as I say, our London women's writers and journalists. We continue with Zooms and Teams now. So do look at our websites, www.swwj.co.uk. and see what we're up to. Always something new with Rebecca, our chairman, and our lovely team.
Now, you also do a 60-second of history.
It's about Worley Barracks, and I've written a lot about that in the past, so hopefully I will fit your 60 seconds.
Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Worley Barracks started in 1742 as the government were worried about unrest overseas. Body trained forces were needed around Britain, and an annual temporary camp was set up at Worley Common, training thousands of reservists. The life under canvas was tough and the discipline harsh. Sightseers visiting the area were King George III and Dr. Samuel Johnson in 1778, who inspected the soldiers. Although the king may have recommended the camp, Dr. Johnson was less enthusiastic, criticising the unhealthy conditions under which the thousands of soldiers existed. In 1805, the site became permanent. Barrack buildings were erected. 1812, at the Battle of Salamanca, the 2nd Battalion, 44th Foot, later becoming the Essex Regiment, captured the French Eagle Standard. In 1842, the barracks were sold to East India Company, who already owned fleets of armed merchant ships, one of which was called the Worley. In 1861, the War Office took over.
I can't believe it. That was exactly dead on 1 minute. I was hoping you were going to go over, but you didn't.
152 words, darling.
You are so good. You are so good. You've done this, I think, 4 months running, and you haven't gone over. You've done exactly 60 seconds. Yeah.